Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Max Kellerman may have really stepped in it this time. And we're just having a debate because Sully really is into this. And I don't mind starting with a little football. There ain't no issue starting with football, ever. Brady's also turned has-beens and hanger-ons into stars. Well, then you got to get into the whole Patriots system and Belichick and how much of it's him and Brady and impossible debates. They're fun, though. How does Joe Montana compare with his four rings? He's in the conversation as one of the three or four greatest ever.
No doubt.
Joe Montana was a winner. Now, do I think, look, I think Brady's better than Montana because I think Montana played on teams that were, this is pre-salary cap and it's pre, you know, true free agency. I mean, Jerry Rice and John Taylor, Roger Craig, four Pro Bowlers on the offensive line, you know, Dwight Clark, you know, Tom Rathman. It's those Niner teams were true dynasties of the truest sense. The Patriots, no one claims that the Patriots have the most talent in the locker room. They got the greatest quarterback and they got the greatest coach. And sure, they've got some great individual players. I mean, Joe Thuney and Shaq Mason might be the best pair of guards in the league. And yeah, they had Gronk. And no one's denying they don't have talent, but like, you get what I'm saying. They also trot out, you know, three white dudes at wide receiver, one of which is a lacrosse player. And you go, how is this happening? And it happened again. There's a difference between what Montana played with and what Brady plays with. Montana, it was downright unfair. I can't say that with Brady. Max should be mocked. Montana wasn't as talented as his peers, but he won. Barry had a ton of talent, but didn't. If Rodgers played for the Pats, he would have had 10 rings. If Brady was on the pack, he may have gotten one. I don't think either of those statements is true. How about that? Look, if you want to tell me that Aaron Rodgers would have a similar career to Tom Brady to the tune of three or four Super Bowls, yeah, I can't lie to you. I've thought the same thing. But 10, acting like he would outdo what Brady, I can't do that. Rodgers is not better. Yes, he has more skill, but nobody prepares and is as mentally tough as Brady. I'm with you. Totally with you. Go ahead, Mike, quickly.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the age-old discussion of how much do championships matter when you are talking about an individual. And I think the talent word that you used, it's you can say, it sounds dumb, but you can say that Rodgers is a better, more talented quarterback than Brady. But in the same token, admit that Brady is the greatest because of all of his accolades. I think that you can. It sounds crazy, but I think that that's a fair thing to say.
All right, hold on. So then basically you're taking Kellerman's approach?
I think Kellerman's approach gets into semantics because he's saying he's using the word best and greatest and saying that they're completely different things, which is part of the reason why he's getting mocked. But I think that if you kind of take out the semantics of it and just honestly ask yourself, do you think as from a pure quarterback standpoint, talent, you know, jersey-less quarterback, is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback than Tom Brady? I don't think it's crazy for people to say that, yes, he is. But Brady's won more. We get it.
So let me ask this question. Maybe this is a better way, and you can check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you the opportunity to draft either guy, Brady or Rodgers, every single year of their career, okay, how many years would you have selected Brady? How many years would you select Rodgers?
It'd be Rodgers almost every year.
Oh, Mike.
It would.
Stop.
No, this is why we hear about the whole discussion of the Patriots system, the chicken or the egg. You know,
Listen, now I'll throw the number out then. 248-539-9797. Mike, maybe a handful of times I would say Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady has been the unquestioned best quarterback in football for over a decade straight of his career. And you could make cases in the later portion of his career as recently as, God, Mike, 12 years into his career.
That's why it's tough.
No, it's not tough. It's a 2-1 quotient, but Brady.
I think there's a difference, though, because you can still be the quote-unquote GOAT. Yes, dude, you won. How much has Brady won? What does he have, six Super Bowls?
Six Super Bowls and two losses to the Giants.
Dude, you've won six Super Bowls. How can anyone say, unless it's a Robert Horry situation where you're not the main player, how can anyone say that you are not the greatest to ever do it? Of course, you are, just because you've won that much. But when you dig into it and look at the system and look at the quarterbacks itself, I think that Aaron Rodgers is absolutely fabulous. I really do.
Roberto, let me ask you a question. Am I feeling the way you feel a lot of days right now? Like frustrated, like really, I can't be here right now? That's kind of how I feel listening to him talk about this.
Well, we've done this before with Brady and Rodgers.
Yeah, I know, but you've never been so annoying about it.
But you just said last segment that you think Rodgers is more talented than Brady.
I think Rodgers was given physical gifts that Brady can't compare to. But
agreed.
Tom Brady, along with Belichick, are the driving force where Brady, 28-3, ring a bell? Tom Brady has done things in his career that he himself has gone out and done, that Aaron has not. And I understand, I've made the case about Aaron getting screwed over by bad defenses. Mike, I ask you again, Tom Brady graced the National Football League with his presence in the year 2000. It is now 2019.
Mm-hmm.
In an 18-year span of I'll let you have a guy, after Brady came out in 01, took the job and never looked back, how many years would you have drafted Brady versus Rodgers? There's no way you're telling me you weren't taking Tom Brady year over year over year over year over year over. You can't. There's a couple years now in the last five where you would take Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
But for God's sakes, Mike, that's to me, that is a crazy opinion.
No, and hey, if people want to mock me for that opinion, I welcome that.
Please call up and mock Sully 248.
If people want to mock me for this opinion on Rodgers and Brady, then that's totally fine. Because you know what? This is how this is going to get flipped, which is not the case at all. I'm not sitting here in any way criticizing or ripping Tom Brady. I'm not. His career is just absolutely incredible. But when it's a simple question of quarterback versus quarterback, who has the more talent, who's more gifted, who can do more with their feet, who can make more plays, who's not just a system quarterback, as great as Brady is, I would side with Rodgers on that. And that, so I get that people are going to think that's crazy.
248-539-9797. So let me ask you this question to have some fun. Are you telling me then that Brady, in the Patriot way, is replaceable? That as long as Belichick is there, you believe the Patriots could have had similar success?
I believe that, and I think that there's evidence to support that, because you look at how the Jimmy Garoppolo situation went down.
Okay.
You look at when Brady got hurt and Matt Castle went 11-5.
He's going all in, people.
I think there's evidence to support that, and there's also evidence to even suggest that Bill Belichick thought that with wanting, frankly, to start Garoppolo.
In fairness, Michael, he also knows his quarterback is 100 years old. Yes, he wanted to replace Brady.
Or a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted a younger QB. I mean, by the way, Brady, just for a career, 517 touchdowns, 170 interceptions. Oh, my Lord.
He's fantastic.
Playoffs. Oh, my God. I mean, Mike.
It's a shame that Michigan fans hated Brady,
Mike,
when he was here, too.
You sure you don't want to take this one back?
No.
All right.
Because I am getting some support on this, but I realize that it sounds crazy. I just want to challenge the people to actually think about this, not okay. Just blurt out, oh, you can't say that Brady. Just think about this. I'm not criticizing Brady in any way.
97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.